The hardest part about living anew is passing away first. I don't think you'll ever fully grasp it until you hear it for yourself.
Let's begin.
On the date that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. Your generation's version of true speech, the hue, black as night. You stand firm when them devils ain't acting right, the average man would fold, not knowing even half your might. And though this world is cold, you run through it spreading love and smiling at the afterlife. That's the measure of a noble knight. And now I'm here right beside you, following the light that appears to guide you. Grateful for the blood that runs through my veins, the pain and the memories in my brain. Maintaining, focused, rocking shades, staring at my own future from the stage. A martyr, a doctor, an author. In any case, I'll always honor my father. It's a libation of sorts. Definitely want to speak on the name of Louis Armstrong and James Brown. You know what it is. Need I say more? For the ancestors that are still here with us, my grandfather, my father, this is for you. I'm a grown man, standing with a mic in my hand. My dad introduced the drum as part of the plan, so percussion got close to me like a heartbeat. Without music, I couldn't feel my heartbeat. Before I learned to speak, he was playing soul. I didn't know it then, but I was hearing Gold, Sade, Anita Baker, Shaka, Take Six, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Free from the Matrix. So I had no excuse. He said, you know the truth, just live it. Now I'm in the vocal booth. Kinda funny how it panned out. I used to blame my father, but my God had it planned out. And if it wasn't for my dad, I'd be on crutches. Sensitive as hell, probably wouldn't know nothing. As far as optimism, I was educated by a genius. Pop, you're appreciated. How to dress with flair, and you probably wanna know when I'ma cut my hair. Never, at least that's the plan, but I don't know. I probably go through another fade in the fro. I give you flowers now while you living, and hopefully you'll find joy in the words that were written that came from the depths of my soul. You worked like a thoroughbred so I could reach my own goals. I tap into the generous memories of you and give back. These kids need to feel that too. You set a high standard, but I got advantages, first-hand lessons in life management. I take the good and the bad and use wisdom. It's all good, so I can't lose this one. As far as perseverance, I was educated by a genius. Pop, you're appreciated.
Hey Rock, this is what I'd like to put on there. It's about the greatest commandment. So, follow Christ and have life. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question. to test him. Teacher, which commandment is the law is the greatest? He said to him, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You should love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So follow Christ and have life. Have a good day, baby. Keep it up.